At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello. Bravo. Are you more pleased the way you won all these matches in the tournament, or also the fact that you are in the semifinal and have to play again Roger Federer, which is a legendary duel?
Well, being honest, no. Personally, for me, the main thing has been the semifinals. No, then the way that I have been playing have been, being honest, very positive. I have been playing well, solid, winning good matches against tough opponents like today. So I'm happy with that. Of course, after having Roger in front in the semifinals is an extra thing. We shared the most important moments of our careers together on court, facing each other. So it's another episode of this, and happy for that and excited. Now will be a special moment, and let's try to be ready for it.
Congratulations, Rafa, on making it to the semis. Give me a sense about whether you believe that throughout the tournament, your game is constantly improving. And given that you've played Roger so many times, how do you prepare, if anyway, differently than other matches in which you've played Roger before?
No. Now he's just finished my match. 2 days off is the moment to stay a little bit away of all of this. And, you know, after tomorrow, start a little bit. No, yes, tomorrow is, you know, to be a little bit the freedom, you know, with the mind clear, enjoying family and practicing a little bit, but without many goals, probably tomorrow, just to move a little bit the body, and after tomorrow start to think about what we want to do. No, but it's always a big match against him. You know, the level of tennis that you need to play always is the highest, and I am playing well, but I need to play very well against him, so I hope to be ready to make that happen.
Rafa, congratulations on another good win today. Everyone is saying how well you are playing again at Roland Garros this year. But what challenges do you think that you have faced so far?
The challenge is every day. That's the truth. No, it's every opponent is the challenge, and then I just try to do my personal work the right way to be ready for the next one. And today have been a positive victory against Kay. Of course, probably he was a little bit more tired than usual, no doubt about it. But I did the things well, what I had to do. I think the ball is flying well. And that's it. Just to do my thing. I know I have been, as I said, improving during the whole clay court season, every tournament a little bit more. And now is the moment to play at the highest level. And I hope to be able to make that happen.
Rafa, there was, in hindsight, quite a humorous moment at the Australian Open where Andy Murray was essentially retired on court with a video from guys like yourself, Novak, Roger. He's just confirmed that he'll be playing doubles at Queens in a couple of weeks' time. Just wondering, at that moment, did you think there was any chance he would be coming back? And what are your thoughts on his return as a whole?
Being honest, for me, it had been a little bit surprising that he announced that week. So I always thought that he will find a way to try to be back, because still young and still very passionate about the game. So I'm happy to see that he gonna play again. No, that's a great news for him, and for his team and family, and then for the tour by itself, and then for the fans. So it's a good news for the world of tennis. Happy for it, and especially happy for him.
Rafa, Kay played a match 3 days in a row. So, you know, Kay seemed to tired a little bit. So did you have an advantage for physical side on your side?
Probably, yes. Yes. I won 2 days ago a straight sets match. And Kay played much more tennis than me during the event. That's a real thing.
Rafa, at the end of the game, you seem to disagree a little bit with the referee. Could you be in favor of Okai on clay?
No. It's good that the referee takes decisions. No, the ball was difficult to... was a difficult call. I was not even sure myself. There's one thing in the center court that the line is a little bit, the white finish one like this, and then there is an extra thing that is not white but the same material of the line. So I think that creates a little bit of confusion with umpires. That's my feeling. So I don't know. Will be good if they go and paint this on white too. Because then is, I don't know how the rule is, but in my opinion, that ball, if we count just where the white is finishing, my opinion was out. if we count the same material but is not white, the ball is good. So I don't know what's the criteria on this.
I know that Kei Nishikori was tired today, but he didn't seem to have any chance to win this game. But in 2014, back in Madrid, he was about to win the match against you, and he beat you in Rio de Janeiro in Olympics games. Do you think he used to be more dangerous opponent, for example, for 5 years ago?
He's more dangerous now than 5 years ago?
Yeah. Do you see any difference?
He's a very good player always. No, 5 years ago, he played the final of the US Open. He win against a lot of good players already. And today, he's still winning against great players. So I feel that everybody's dangerous. And Kay is, which number in the world? 7 of the world? Or he's the number 7 of the world. So he's the 7th more dangerous player in the world today. Being honest.
Last one. Rafa, it's a long time since you've played Roger here. I mean, are you happy to have the chance again? And do you think the matchup will be different in any way now?
There is no two matches the same, and all the matches are different because we always try things. Let's see what's going on. I really expect that he's going to play aggressive, changing rhythms, going to the net. That's my feeling, that he's going to try to play that way because he's playing well and he has the tennis to make that happen. And I have to be solid. I have to hit the ball enough strong to don't allow him to do the things from good positions. I need to let him play with from difficult positions, so from there he's going to have less chances to go to the net or to play his aggressive game. So at the end of the day, it's play well. If I'm able to play good tennis and play well with my forehand and backhand, I hope to put him in trouble. If not, I will be in trouble.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.